Hello and welcome. It's back, the award-winning gutter. It couldn't be restrained. It wasn't going to wait for the opening of the January transfer window. It had to happen now. It had to happen sooner rather than later. And joining me to make the magic happen in this first edition of, we're calling it still the January window phase of the Gutter Show, even if it's an early pre-season, pre-window phase. Oh, I'm talking absolute rubbish here. Should we start again? No. It's Sean Rogers, Neil Atkinson and Mo Stewart. Okay, chaps, I think we're going to start the place I started on my agenda because it's sort of real worldy in that he's a live one, Mo Salah. Mm. He needs to sign a new contract. I think we want him to sign a new contract. I think he wants to sign a new contract. There is this mad story that's just come out in the last day whereby Sergio Aguero is quoted in 442 magazine saying that he understands that Salah is signing a new two-year deal at Liverpool. I can not exclusively reveal. His quote was, "As I understand, Salah renewed his contract as a two-year deal, the best news Liverpool could receive." Now, Mo, what business it is of Sergio's is up for grabs, but since Luis Enrique said he understood that we were signing Gravenberch about 18 months ago, I've chosen to believe these kind of random things that slip out into the ether from footballers.
Well, I mean, it's not like Sergio's got anything else to do right now, is it?
No.
He's not playing football anymore. I don't think he's coaching.
No TV gigs?
No. He's probably sick of the kids. He's looking for something else to do. Look, you can take it with a heavy pinch of salt, but as you say...
No salt, Mo. No salt.
The point is that there is a level of plausibility around it simply because we know that footballers talk, footballers have agents, agents talk, et cetera, et cetera. So you could see a world in which he would have that information. However, I don't think that I'm going to rely solely on the word of Sergio Aguero.
You're not taking your top off and heading to town.
No, no. I think this deal and all of the deals have been so complex and so intertwined that I think all of us would do well to wait until we see the picture of Mo Salah holding the pen before anyone does any celebrating.
No patience, no waiting. That's not where we're in the business of him, Mo. We're in mindless speculation and preemption.